A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM. Welcome to Monday.
Monday. I feel like we don't do a lot on the weekends, but they go quicker. How does that work?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Two sleep-ins, apparently. I don't feel like I have.
No. That is about the highlight of the weekend for me.
Like, oh, that's all I, yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Dream about.
For us, I know. We're not like everyone else necessarily, but hey. If you enjoyed a sleeping on the weekend, half your luck.
Good on you.
Got a bushfire advice in place for people.
It was very stinky on the way here. Very
was
smoky.
Is this related to smoke?
It was smoky, yes.
Okay, yeah, good. I'm just clarifying there. So this is the vicinity of Harvey Road and Stake Hill Road in Carnup.
Right.
So yeah. It is just an advice. Obviously, it's not sort of progressing too far just yet, but we'll keep you posted on
that's
that.
That's the last thing we need, isn't it?
Mm. Well, yeah, the last thing we need is to sort of divert emergency
more
resources.
Emergency, yeah.
Especially now that WA is an island.
I know.
Within
look at
an
us.
Island. I know. Up to last night, you could visit. If you're isolated, now no one except essential services people can cross the WA border. You can actually go out, but you might not get back in. That's the deal.
Okay. But you can't go within regions anyway.
No, you no. That's
so
true.
But if you're on the border, you can leave, but can't, you won't be allowed to.
Actually, I think, yeah, that's an interesting point you made.
Yeah, you can't leave the region, so I don't think you can leave.
Well, no, apparently you can get out, but you can't. You might not be able to get back in.
That's
so
odd.
Apparently being able to cross, like if you live in Broome, I mean, obviously they've got an airport up there, but like you'd probably be able to cross borders to get to the airport within the divisions if you've got legitimate reasons to travel.
If you've got real, yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know.
And as we hit the end of, is it kind of week two of the serious kind of isolation period? Or I mean, I'm losing track on how long it's been.
I have no idea. I hope it's been longer than I think.
But anyway, I've been thinking about
2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, something like that. But I've been thinking about Osama bin Laden. He was stuck in his house with three wives for 5 years.
Are you trying to say poor Osama bin Laden?
No, I'm just starting to wonder if he actually called the Navy SEALs himself. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Well, the WA border is now closed until further notice. And ironically, we separated ourselves from the rest of Australia as the clocks went back from daylight saving.
We really are different, aren't we?
It was. Well, it was just a significant point in time for us to go, nah, there we go, cutting it now. So if anyone's counting, by the way, we're now 2 hours behind Melbourne and Sydney as opposed to the three that it had been over summer.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, circumstances mean there'll be no official way in or way off for giant pumpkins and other produce this year as part of the Dwelling Up Pumpkin Festival.
Oh, feel free to weigh your own pumpkins, though.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No.
I spent the weekend weighing my pumpkins, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, goodness.
Well, but here's the point, though, is that organisers have said if you have been growing something special, especially for the festival, and we're talking pumpkins, okay, the organisers want you to send photos.
Oh, God.
And anyway. Pumpkins, please. And any weights to dwellinguppumpkinfestival@gmail.com. There's no prize money, right? But they're interested for bragging rights. There's farmers that are out there that have been, and, you know, people that have been growing this, especially in their backyards.
Yeah. You can make a photo album.
You can. Well, you can still wind up with bragging rights, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Still, it's a good way to sort of socially distance and yet go, nah, 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 I've got a bigger pumpkin than you. And April 6th is National Siamese Cat Day.
Is it just?
It is. And aren't we all a bit like house cats at this point in time?
Angry, you know, with ripping things up.
Yeah, exactly.
Annoyed at everyone.
We don't need much encouragement, especially in these times, to drink a little bit of beer. All right? I think it's fair to say. Well,
yeah, true.
How's this for a bit of historical perspective? April 7, 1933, the US government wound back its prohibition laws. Mm. And so as a result, April 6 is celebrated by many of the states as New Beer's Eve.
New Beer's Eve.
Because they're about to all be allowed as of.
Oh,
so there you go.
So
today is April 6, so it's New Beer's Eve. So if you want to get on board,
get a beer in you.
You might find it hard to get Corona since production's been shut down after the Mexican government, in a very strange move, have deemed breweries non-essential. Like, I'm sorry. Where are your priorities,
so,
Mexican
what do you
government?
Mean?
And just out of curiosity, too, also related, Sinosilica phobia is a word related to beer.
Is it?
It's apparently the fear of an empty beer glass.
Well, I think most people have that.
I think so. And I'm assuming, by the way, that this is your own glass being empty that's the problem, not just sort of seeing random empty glasses. Because that'd make it really hard to walk down the kitchenware aisle of Coles or something, wouldn't it?
They all need beer in them. You know what's wrong with all these glasses? They don't have beer in them.
Of course, you know, they sort of might have another name. You might know it by another name. I think it's also known as alcoholism, but I don't know.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With the latest from Entertainment's homemade heroes, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Katy Perry is having a baby girl. She revealed the news via Instagram over the weekend with a photo of her fiancé, Orlando Bloom, with what looks like pink cake icing but can't confirm all over his face. And the caption, it's a girl.
Okay.
She is reportedly due sometime this winter, so we'll have to wait until then to find out names and things, I'm guessing. So,
Hopefully a post-isolation baby.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Pink revealed over the weekend that she had coronavirus.
Yes.
She and her 3-year-old son tested positive a couple of weeks ago and have been in isolation ever since. She posted to Instagram a few days ago saying, just a few days ago we were retested and are now thankfully negative. It's an absolute travesty and failure of our government to not make testing more widely accessible. She's also pledged $500,000 towards the coronavirus fight at the hospital where her mother used to work in Philadelphia and another $500,000 to the LA Emergency COVID-19 Crisis Fund. So hopefully that goes to good use. Legendary singer Bill Withers has passed away at the age of 81. He reportedly died from heart complications in LA last week. Many hits, of course, included this one, Lean On Me.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
That's a big loss.
Yeah, and such a timely song. I mean, a lot of people were already covering that on social media before he passed, so I think now it's going to be an even bigger song.
It will be the anthem.
Yeah. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson is helping us out with our hand washing one Disney song at a time. He's posted a video to social media with his daughter washing her hands to his part in the song Welcome from Disney movie Moana. So listen up, kids. This could be the perfect song for you to wash your hands. So I'm sure a lot of you have been watching Moana a lot lately. So here you go.
Teaching our kids how to wash their hands. You could say the ABCs, but instead we sing Daddy's rap version. That portion of You're Welcome from Moana. Okay, you ready? All right. That's it. Here we go. Honestly, listen, kid, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, it was now we're just messing around. I can even like bury its guts. Spread out a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Well, so now we win. He's on the breakaway. And the tapestry here on my... is the map of the victories I... Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that mini me, now we're just tapping. What can I say except you're welcome. The coronavirus has gotta go, yes. Sorry, can you tell everybody to stay healthy? And stay safe.
Oh, very sweet.
He'd be a cool dad. Except when you did something wrong.
Oh, he'd be very scary then.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6. 97.3, Coast FM.